الحمد لله، الحمد لله ذي الفضل والإحسان والجود والإكرام، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على شفيعنا ووسيلتنا وكريمنا وعزيزنا ورسولنا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and abundant praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has bestowed upon us countless bounties and countless favors. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon the most noble, most prestigious, most honorable, most beloved messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and upon his pure and noble family, and upon the illustrious and beautiful companions, and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our sincere intentions, our efforts, and make this day a means for our forgiveness and salvation and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. The verse that I recited at the beginning, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, which translates as that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the condition of people. Allah ta'ala doesn't force you, doesn't override your system and your thought processes and your intentions and your actions. No, it is all you. Your intentions and your actions are with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never change your condition of a people, of a community, of a family, of a nation, or also of humanity, حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ, until they themselves bring within themselves that change. So you have to change your thought, your approach, the way that you view the world, your paradigms, your actions all have to change from yourself, from within. And the prime example for that is you can tell your child, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. They perhaps will listen to you out of fear, or they might get a slap, or they might get, you know, into the naughty corner, or they might get some form of punishment, or something might be taken away from them. So they'll obey your commands and listen to you out of the fear. But they're not doing it because they want to do it, because you are forcing them to do it. As soon as you are not there, then they will still carry on to do that particular activity. So until the child doesn't want to stop doing that particular action, then the hal of the child will not change, the state will not change. So the change has to come from within. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that if you want to be successful, if you want to be accepted, if you want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, then you have to change yourselves. Your ruwayya, your akhlaq, your adat, your habits, your af'al, you have to change it. Allah ta'ala won't change it. So if you look worldwide at this very moment in time, Muslims are suffering wherever you look. And they're suffering within their property, in what they have. They're suffering in their honor, in their izzah, in their maqam. They're suffering in their waqar, in their respect. They're also suffering because of their faith. They're suffering with their clothing and how they behave and how they look and how they dress and where they go. They're suffering in the food that they eat. Who says you can have halal? Halal is not, you know, it's nice, it's not good. You can't do this, you can't do that. You can't eat these types of food. They're suffering in their very masajid. They're suffering because of their way of life. And these are some of the examples. And if you just look at Palestine and how they are suffering, how they are prevented from going to the masajid, how they are prevented from living their Islamic way of life, the azan and so many other things are prevented. In Yemen, if you look at even in the UK, who can wear a hijab, who can't wear a hijab, who can wear a niqab, what you can do, what you can't do, all of these discussions are taking place all the time, and especially in the USA, in Europe, you can build a masjid, you can't build a masjid. This masjid has to be closed because we don't allow you to behave in this particular way. We don't like you. If you look at Iraq, if you look at Afghanistan, if you look at what's happening in Pakistan, and especially if you look at what's happening in India at this very moment in time, and how Muslims are being treated, and how they are being treated. But the question, we'll get to why they're being treated like that, inshallahul aziz. But in look at Iran, look at Myanmar, look at China, and all of these countries throughout the world, Muslims are suffering. And the reason for their suffering is because they themselves have neglected their deen. They've neglected the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And they have not changed. Outwardly, we may look like Muslims. We may behave like Muslims. We may dress like Muslims. We may eat like Muslims. But inwardly, which is the most important transformation, we are lacking in that we are hollow. If somebody knows what taxidermy is the art of where people shoot particular prey, you know, a goat or a lion or any particular item, and then they take out all of the organs, and then they make that thing look like it's real. Put wax on it and put various chemicals on it. It looks real, and they place it within their home. So outwardly it looks like a real animal, but inwardly there's nothing. It's absolutely hollow. So outwardly we may look and behave like Muslims, but inward is the most important aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. So our condition has to change from within if we are to become better people. If you want to be treated in a better manner, you make sure that you think in a different way and you behave in a different way, and then people respect you in a particular way. If you want to be successful, if you want izzah and maqam and success, then it has to be from within. So the cause, one of the causes of all of this suffering throughout the world, especially on Muslims, is due to our blindness. It's due to our own deafness and due to our rejection of our principles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. When Allah azza wa jal says something, it is the truth. He is haq, His kalam is haq. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah, that I have sent you, I have created you, I have made you and produced you as the best of nations for all of mankind, for humanity. Ukhrijat linnas jami'an, for all of humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us as the best example, produced it in the best of ways, because He sent the most perfect messenger to Islam, to the world. And those who followed the messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and his message and his akhlaq became the best of all of humanity in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what were the three primary reasons for our honor, that we had a higher maqam and higher status over others? Because ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, this is the very first thing that we did as a nation, as an individual from within yourself, as an individual, as a son, as a father, as a mother, as a daughter, wherever you may be, as an individual, you always command that which is good. Amr bil ma'ruf, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. This is what you did. But the question is, who tells you what is good? The society which tells you that alcohol is bad today, the same society that is telling you alcohol is good today. The society that is telling you that homosexuality is bad now, that same society is telling you homosexuality is good. The society is telling you so many things. Is this the right that you follow? No. Our ahkam and our orders and our parameters and our way of life comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. what is right, what is good, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to the ever fluctuating times and whims and, you know, flimsies of society, of nations. Today it's good, tomorrow it's bad, and tomorrow he... No, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said is good, will remain good for eternity. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said is bad and is evil and is not good for you, will remain bad and evil for eternity. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ We enjoin unto all of those things which are good. Haqq is good. Adl, insaf, speaking the truth. This is all the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to do. Strengthening ties of kinship with your neighbors, with your family, with your friends. Speaking the truth, remaining honorable. Doing all of these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is what is good. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ That you forbid that which is wrong. How many of these nations that are listed above speak up for the truth, speak up for adl, for insaf, and do the right thing when they're standing next to their brothers or sisters throughout the world or within their own home nations or wherever they may be. They're silent. Our Muslim nations are silent when all of these massacres and sufferings are taking place. Why? Because of some financial deal. And one of the prime examples is Pakistan. When what's happening in China, oh, we don't know what's really happening. Let's find out the statistics and data and then we'll get back to it. You know the reality what China is doing, but because they are investing in you, you are quiet. Because other superpower nations, they invest in other countries, you stay quiet. And you listen to them and you say, and you forget to speak up. You forget to say the truth and haqq. You forget to enjoin onto the principles of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mandated for you. And you forget to forbid that which is evil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ Then you truly and sincerely believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we have done as a nation, we've skipped step one, and we've skipped step two, and we've gone to step three and say, yes, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no doubt about that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you believe in me, then do ta'muruna bil ma'roofi wa tanhawna anil munkar. When we learn our aqa'id, we say, amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi iqrarun bil lisani wa tasdiqun bil qalb. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he is, in his majesty, with his names, with his attributes. وَقَبِلْتُ جَمِيعَ أَحْكَامِهِ And I accept all of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without reservation, without picking and choosing. إِقْرَارٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَتَصْدِيقٌ بِالْقَلْبِ I testify them and make that statement and profess that with my tongue and also have that within my heart. But we don't even have it in our heart anymore to forbid evil or to command that which is good. And then you say, why are Muslims suffering? Why is this happening to Muslims throughout the world? It starts from an individual. This disease starts from the individual and it spreads in the family and it spreads in the community. It spreads in the nation and it spreads through the ummah. But until we don't regain our principles and follow our life according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will not be cured. So one of the diagnoses to realize the cause for our disgrace and for our downfall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامٍ That with this very book, the book, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nations will be raised. You will achieve izzat and maqam and honor and everything. وَيَذَعُ بِهِ آخرين. And if you leave this and discard this, because of that, then you'll also be debased and you'll have the zillat throughout the world as well because you have left this. So the cause of our downfall and our disgrace is moving away from amr bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. And it is also not understanding that everything that happens doesn't happen accidentally. Nothing happens just by pure chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَمَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَمِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَسِيرٍ That whatever calamity befalls you, that is befalling our Muslim brothers and sisters in India, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Palestine, in Yemen, in Syria, and throughout the world, doesn't happen just by chance. It is due to your own doings. When you do something, you cause harm to yourself. And at the same time, when you fail to do something, So the omission of an act also leads you towards your destruction. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ Because of your own actions or inactions. This is why these calamities are befalling you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ That corruption, fitna, fasad has spread on water and land due to the doings of mankind, due to their actions or their inactions. This is why all of these things are taking place. When we fail to speak up for adl, for insaf, for justice, and we fail to do amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, and we just appease people and our governments or communities or whatever it may be, then today they may be with you and tomorrow they will be against you because you are not part and parcel of their grander scheme of plans. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that corruption has spread on water and land due to the doings of mankind in order that Allah makes them taste the penalty of some of their doings. Because of us, because of our actions or inactions, then we receive this penalty, this azab, this punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that perhaps they may retract, they may stop from their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And disobedience here is when you fail to do amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. So examine your own personal life and the lifestyle of our families and our communities and this nation, this ummah, and the Muslim countries throughout the world. What are the majority of those Muslim nations doing? Illa, mashaAllah. The majority of them are engrossed in lying, in backbiting, in cheating, in gambling. This is the reality. Whether you look at Pakistan, all of those things are happening. We don't need to look here. Just look in our home countries. All of these things are happening there. Prostitution, homosexuality, gambling, zina. All of these things are happening there, left, right and center. Alcohol, interest, adultery, corruption, bribery, disobedience, oppression and injustice, all of these things are happening. Why are they happening? Because people are not speaking up for the truth. People want to just have their own benefit and just, Allah Allah khair, salah, let's just live our own life and forget what's going on. Let them do and deal with whatever they need to do. No, but because of your inactions, of your silence, and you've not doing amr bil ma'ruf and not doing nahi anil munkar, then the azab is collective on the entire nation, the entire community. And this is where we are going wrong. This is where we need to really wake up and ask ourselves, if these things are happening to us now in India, in Pakistan, or everywhere else in the world, why are they happening? What is the root cause? Don't just say, oh, because they dislike us, or because there's a disagreement, or because a new government has come. The root causes are these, our own inactions, our own failures, where we are not doing that which has been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our leaders are a manifestation of us. They are a reflection and a mirror of us, of our inner selves, of what who we are and how we behave. Due to our lack of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our lack of taqwa and our silence and the corruption of our hearts, that is the reason why all of this is happening. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already reminded us, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَزِيرًا That blessed be the one who sent down the Furqan to his slaves so that he could be a warner to all of the world. That we have been given this criterion, the way that we judge what is good, what is bad, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just stay silent because, oh, it's good according to the society today, it's bad according to the society and the government today, and therefore, let's just stay quiet. No, what is good has been defined to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to propagate that. What is bad and evil has also been defined to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to be the ones who uphold that justice, uphold that adl al-insaf. And if we stay quiet, then of course it will come back on us, and we will be the one who will be suffering as a result of that. So you can either live by the words and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and fulfill your obligations to Allah azza wa jal and the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. Or you can abandon, which is what the majority of many nations have done, abandon the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, and follow these man-made doctrines of what is good today is bad tomorrow, what is bad today is good tomorrow. As you can see the fluctuation in society, you go to the prohibition, the alcohol was forbidden. but now it's absolutely rampant and fine. You go to homosexuality, now it's absolutely fine. And so many other examples. You can't follow these man-made laws which are constantly fluctuating. Yes, there is good, some good within them, but if you look at the Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar, they will always go to that which benefits them and their whims and their desires, whereas we always go towards what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Furqan, the criterion is the Quran and Sunnah for us, not what our governments or our societies tell us today. We need to always remember what is right according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is wrong according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at least transform ourselves. When you transform yourself, then you can help transform your family, your children, and that will have a positive effect on society and community, and you will see entire nations benefiting because of the Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar. So lots of things are happening. Why are they happening? How are they happening? We need to find these practical, we need to find these intellectual, and more importantly, we need to find these spiritual solution to all of these problems as well. And just in a nutshell, because we don't really have time to go in it in a lot of depth, but if you look at why all of these things are happening, especially in India and especially in other countries as well, where there's intolerance and hatred towards Muslim, to Islam, and this bigotry and Islamophobia and so many other things, it happens primarily due to two reasons. One is due to the arrogance of a nation or an individual, and secondly is due to the racism of that individual or that community or that nation over another. Because they think they are more powerful, they think they are more stronger, and they think they are far superior than other people, than other nations, than other colors, than other people from different backgrounds and religions. This is the real reason why all of these things are taking place. But we don't have this form of arrogance within our religion. We have humbleness within our religion. We don't have racism within our religion. We have equality. We have brotherhood and sisterhood for all of humanity. If you look at what happened when the people went to America and they dispersed and they killed the indigenous American people, what happened? When people went to Australia, and what happened to the indigenous people? When people, what they did to the in South Africa and enslaved so many people, it was due to their power, due to their arrogance, due to them thinking that they are superior, their race is superior because they have the power, they have a greater culture. All of these things happened throughout the world because of these two elements, because of their arrogance and their power, and also due to their racism. And if you look at the core, the root of all of this, it will really startle you. And we all know it, but we don't really reflect upon it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humanity, created in Adam alayhi salam, and He said to the angels, prostrate. This is a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you understand it or not, whether it makes sense to you logically, intellectually, spiritually, not, irrespective, it is a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. So all of the angels and malaika, they prostrated except for Iblis. Aba wastakbar. He refused. He was not one of those who prostrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, قال يا إبليس ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين قال فاهبط منها فإنك من الصاغرين. That what prevented you from prostrating when I commanded you? And Satan replied, I am better than him. Arrogance. You created me from fire and created him from clay. So I am superior to him. Racism, this discrimination that he had, this is in the mind and in the heart of shaitan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, descend, قَالَ فَهْبِدْ مِنْهَا. Descend, get out, you are expelled from paradise. It is not for you to be arrogant. My hukum is hukum, that's it. I have commanded you. Allah ta'ala has commanded us to do amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. That's it. End of story. But we don't do that. We question. We question. We say, no this and no that, and pick and choose. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do it. That's it. How is it that you can be arrogant when I have commanded you? So get out. Indeed, you are of the debased. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that the origins of this arrogance and the origins of racism is satanic. It's a satanic religion. And those people who are arrogant, and those people who show any form of racism. You know, within our Pakistani community as well, we have racism towards black people, unfortunately. It's the reality. Kale kulna jami, kale bare khatarnakin. These are the words that we say, and I've heard that. We say this, don't go to this black person, don't go to this person, that this, that they'll do that. This is racism, this is discrimination, prejudice. And this is not part of our religion. This is not part of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. Anything which is part and parcel of arrogance, anything which is part and parcel of racism, is part of the satanic religion, which began with shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that through the angels, وَإِذْقُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ تَسْجُدُ لِآدْمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. That he refused, and he was arrogant, and he was of the disbelievers. So Iblis was the first one to be proud, the first one to be arrogant, the first one to show any prejudice and any racism. He was the one who started this tribalism and racism and arrogance in humanity and spread this far and wide. So if you are following this, then you have to ask yourself, why are you following this satanic religion? And if you are remaining quiet when you see this form of racism, or this form of arrogance, or this form of intolerance, then you have to ask yourself again, why are you just staying quiet? Why are you not doing something about this? So in order to eradicate the weeds, those people who have lawn and mow their lawn, they don't just mow the lawn and that's it. If you want to remove the weed, you have to remove the roots to prevent it from growing again. If you want to change your hal, and if you want to change your community and the society and the ummah and strengthen the Muslims throughout the world, then we first and foremost have to make sure we remove any form of arrogance and pride and racism within our heart. We have to be at the forefront of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. And only then will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His blessings and mercy upon us and success upon us. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that, O mankind, indeed Allah azza wa jal has done away with the haughtiness, with arrogance of the days of ignorance of jahiliyyah and its vain boasting of one's ancestry. We say, oh, we're a rajah, we're a chudri, we're a sheikh, we're this, we're that qawm, we're that qawm. No, Allah Ta'ala has removed all of this. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has removed all forms of pride and arrogance. Mankind is of two types: the moral, the upright, the honorable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who does amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. And the immoral and the sinful one is the one who is worthless in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who does not do amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, who has arrogant and racism and prejudice within his heart. Every single human being is created from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created from clay. So you are all equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jal enable us all to understand the roots of why these things are happening throughout the world, and especially in the Muslim ummah, and for us to regain our mandate and make sure that we do amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar and remove all forms of arrogance and ignorance and racism within our hearts and also within our actions.